USA Radio News.
A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Americans are polled on how they feel about women running for office, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results.
More women than ever are running for office, and most Americans think it's great, according to the new Pew Research survey. Overall, just over 60% of the adults surveyed said they think it's a good thing. Women were more excited about it than men, though. 68% of women said they're happy about it. 51% of the men were happy about it. Republicans not as thrilled. 45% of Republican women said more women running is a good thing, and just 34% of Republican men thought so. And a quarter of conservatives say they'd like to see a female president in their lifetime, but the other three quarters couldn't care less.
A Confederate statue in Richmond, Virginia was vandalized overnight with what appears to be red paint. The Richmond police are involved, and if the damage from the vandalism is more than $1,000, the person responsible could be charged with a felony. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Last December, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. Now, that tax cut bill that was signed was not a permanent bill. The next phase, or phase two, as many Republicans are calling it, would make those tax cuts permanent, though. Grover Norquist is the founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. He talks about what he's hoping will happen in phase two of a tax cut plan.
What we're looking at is making the tax cuts for individuals. 90% of Americans are paying lower taxes today, but all Americans have lower tax rates today because of the tax cut that passed in December, making those tax cuts permanent for individuals. Right now, they're 10-year tax cuts, like the Bush tax cuts, which were then extended. We want to make those permanent. Also, tremendous increase in 401ks, IRAs, health savings accounts, allowing people to save more for retirement and more for health care, education, starting a business, making most savings tax-free.
Norquist also talks about a corporate tax rate.
I think this is extremely important. The president wanted 15%. We started at 35. He wanted to go to 15. We got to 21. He's made it clear we're going to keep going towards 15. And as long as there's a Republican House, Senate, and president, there'll be a tax cut every year. So the big news is not the specifics of the tax cut, but every year more tax cuts.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.